patreon.com/swellreads.
Looks are king within the walls of Dayton City, a purgatorium where your journey to the pearly gates can be helped or hindered by appealing to the right people at the right time. For some, keeping up a healthy and innocent appearance is easy, regardless the contents of their character. For others, not so much. The most outwardly visible sin of all can be seen in the stomach. Those who pursue excessive vanity and starve themselves to dust, or who glut themselves until collapsing under their own weight, will never reach paradise.
You did hear that last part, right? Might wanna maybe nix the cakes and stuff a little, you know?
Oh, don't be stupid. I'm not getting fat.
Hey, maybe you can land yourself a 5 out of 10 chubby chaser. Settle down, have 2.5 kids and a crappy little trailer home.
Gee, sorry for not fucking a different guy every other week.
Stalking shut the bathroom door with a huff. She stripped off all her clothes and turned the faucet on, being sure to pour a fancy spiral of shampoo in to make the bath extra foamy. She daintily stepped in, submerging herself and pooling a little bit of water atop her well-endowed breasts. Both hands moved down the contours of her body, gently outlining her hourglass-shaped figure. She was soft, cute, purple. Panty had no idea what she was talking about, clearly, until she would accidentally grip the front of her tummy. She squeezed something between her fingers. It couldn't be. Was it a belly roll?
That bimbo is right. I'm getting fat.
If she wants to lose weight, the least she could do is be honest about it.
Panty remarked, holding one ear to the door.
If she's gonna try to hide it from me, then maybe I'll find a way to squeeze it out of her. Till she can't squeeze into her own clothes anymore, that is.
Huh?
Ooh, nothing, sweet cakes.
Yeah, thought so.
Stupid bitch.
From that point forward, stalking made it her personal mission to change her ways, laying off the sweets, getting exercise, and putting plenty of vegetables in her mouth, like carrots, cucumbers, and eggplants. And Panty would be sure of the opposite. Stalking's first step toward getting in shape would be literally that, getting some steps in at the gym. She walked up to the elliptical, scheduling a 30-minute routine and stepping away to grab a towel, before a hand swept around the corner and adjusted that 30 down to sparse 15.
No doubt that chunk butt's gonna be too exhausted to notice.
And she was right. Stocking, coated in sweat, black tank top, clung to her love handles, hunched over, was none the wiser. Though she was satisfied with what she believed was a half hour of exercise. And as such, she'd make her way to the food court.
A small number 4 to go, please,
she asked at the register. After some rustling around in the kitchen, a big white plate slid out.
Hey, a large macca greasy speciale for order 669. That's a spicy hamburger,
said the blonde chef, reeling back into the bustling kitchen just as quickly as she had popped out. Stocking squinted, almost certain she had misheard something, yet it was hard to make out much of anything over the chef's delicate Italian accent. Stocking made her way back to the church, her thighs scraping against each other with each step, She hoped, given another few weeks, her legs wouldn't require as much effort to lift. Trotting along, Stocking couldn't help but notice how many promotions were currently going on. Free ones, free cake pops, free cream pudding, free chocolate fountains. And, of course, all of them for a limited time only. If she waited too long, she might miss out. She contemplated.
I have been good today. What could a little snack hurt, right?
And she walked in.
Yes!
Panty exclaimed, pumping her fist from a nearby bush. Her posters, all bogus, had worked. Hook, line, sinker. Stocking, her food baby sitting just north of 5 months, waddled to bed, like a living but undeniably bloated corpse.
Those weren't even free. Bunch of liars.
She fell face first into her pillow, fainting on impact. Nighty night. Her stomach rippled with a particularly loud growl, flipping her over face up. As her mind drifted off into dreams of steamy sex and tasty sweets, something else took over her body. Something being the consequences of her new diet, rather the quote-unquote diet that Panty had arranged on her behalf. Her belly swelled out with a quick initial puff. Stocking herself responded with a huff of sickeningly sugary smoke pouring out her mouth. She smacked her lips at the taste, not a hint of suspicion on her face. She snuggled up against the pillow as her belly continued swelling from all sides. It ballooned with fat, far more than what she ate, or what should have physically been possible. But really, anything was possible in Dayton City, even something so absurd as one's stomach turning into an oversized exercise ball. So oversized, in fact, that it began to press up against the bars of Stocking's birdcage-esque bed, squeezing through the gaps with tight, shiny bulges. Her thickening hide would make quick work of them. The added weight of her body also tore down the chain, connecting her bed to the ceiling. She was, all in all, now free to expand to her stomach's content. After flapping against a wall on the other end of the bedroom, her flesh began to creep up its height.
You! Who thought fucking up someone's diet would be so winding? It'll be totally worth it to see that uptight bitch's reaction in the morning. Bet I added at least 20 pounds to her gut already. Welp, night me. I gotta get my beauty sleep if I want to reel in some hunks tomorrow. As if she could ever bag anything better than some plump, greasy otaku with mommy issues.
With one more snide remark for the day, Panty fell asleep just as quickly as her fairer half did. She was equally as out cold, too, unable to notice the tiny chunks of stone and wood being spat onto her bed. Panty was flooded out of the building as massive amounts of Stocking crashed through, bloated beyond recognition. Notably, Panty's bedroom was a couple stories above a concrete sidewalk. Her legs flopped to the ground. Panty shot an incisor onto the ground before whipping out her two trusty sidearms.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Before realizing the identity of her attacker. The blob of blubber heaved with each breath, dangling idly out of a newly formed gape in the church's wall. Panty crossed her arms and raised a brow, her expression overall appearing unsympathetic.
Seems like someone's getting docked a few coins for hedonism. On the bright side, I know she'd still find a hubby, even like this. Freak.